Welcome everyone to the first Seder Beis Medrash. Bezal Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Tes. It's a Shir number 11. We discussed so far the Chesed that Hashem gave us the opportunity to do Tshuva. It's a gift from Hashem. We also discussed that if a person doesn't utilize his gift and he does an Aveira and then he repeats that Aveira, it's a tremendous punishment waiting for such a person because he doesn't use this gift of tshuva. And we discussed the other problems that exist because of that. Now, in Sif Tes over here, Ois Tes, number 9, we're going to have an introduction to the principles of tshuva. And then, in Ois Tes, and Ois Yud rather, the first of the principles of tshuva will begin. So first we discuss the introduction to tshuva. V'hinei madregas rabbis the tshuva. There are many, many different levels of tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yoina will tell us that even if a person doesn't reach the highest of the levels of tshuva, nonetheless, it's still a tshuva. And of course the main principles of tshuva are azivas achet, charata, and vidui. A person, he feels bad about what he did, he doesn't do it anymore, and he confesses his mistake. But there's another problem. The Aveira itself, and there's a mush is going to use, with a person who has a garment that's stained, the Aveira itself got into the person's neshama. And just like by a garment, by a beged, you have dirt, and then you see the dirt is embedded into the garment. You can wash it, but it's still there. You have to mamish, take the elbow grease approach and really soak it and scrape it out and work until that schmutz is out of the fabric of the garment. So too, says Rabbeinu Yoina. There's a tshuva, there's a level of tshuva. But to really get the stain of the Aveira out of the neshama, you have to really work hard. And according to the madregas, the person does tshuva, he can come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. Person should know, in every level of tshuva, he'll be forgiven. Every level of tshuva, there will be forgiveness. Ach! However, loititar hanefesh toyar shalim liyois avoinus kloihayu. A person will not have this opportunity to have a situation where the aveirus will be as if they never existed. Zulasi kasher yitayr o adam es liboy viyochin es ruchoy kasher yizbayar. Unless a person is mitaher himself, he has to purify himself, and prepare himself for a real tshuva. Let's use another mashal. Of you have a pot, you have a spoon, you have something that you trafed up, and you trafed it up with a burning heat. You have to kashen after. You have to take fire and purge it. You want to take a blowtorch, maybe. You take that heat, that fire, and you purge out that iser. You purge out the whatever you did to it. You take out the iser from it. We have to purge out that iser, that aveira as well. And he brings a marshal of the beged, of a garment. Ukinyan ha beged had sarich kibus. Like if you have a beged, you have to wash it. Ki hama'at min hakibus yoyel boy lahavir ha-goyel mimenu. You washed it a little, and you see some dirt there. The surface level dirt has been removed. Ach lefi royiv hakibus yislabein. But when you wash it more and more, and sometimes you take out the garment, and then you rub it, and you scrape it, and you wash it, and then you're washing again, and wash it again, then you actually get the stain out of the fabric and becomes white like it was beforehand. So too, it says in the Pasuk, in Kapitel Nun Aleph, Pasuk Dalet by Dovram Melech, when he's discussing the Kapitel of Tshuva, the Maisa of Dovram Bat Sheva, it says, Heriv Kapseini Me'avoini, Heriv Kapseini Me'avoini. You look at the Pasuk, there's a Kriyan Ksiv. You read the word Heriv, but the word is written Harbe, Harbe, Harbe Kapseini. The Mefarshim explain, Dovram Melech wanted the Chet, the Aveira, to be totally removed from inside of him. And for something like that to happen, you have to wash it again and again. You have to wash it a lot. Heriv Kapseini Me'avoini. And the more a person cleanses his neshama, so too he'll remove that stain that he created. The Beis Halevi in the Joshua's, he explains that besides for a person when he does an Aveira, creates a distance from Hashem, between him and Hashem, as the Gemara tells us, there's Mechitza Shel Barzel, it's like a iron fence separating between us and Hashem. Furthermore, when a person does an Aveira, he creates inside of him this desire to want to do more Aveiras. That's what happens when a person does an Aveira. He creates this yearning to do another Aveira. When a person is doing Tshuva, he has to purge, he has to burn that out from inside of himself to make sure he doesn't have that desire. That's what it means, the mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and aveira gereres aveira. When a person does an aveira, it's pushing him to do another aveira. The mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow on this topic.